Hi, my name is William Guzman. I am a hearings officer calling from the city of Portland. I'm looking for Ian Hainberry.
This is Ian.
Hello, sir. Thank you for making yourself available at this time. I am recording this hearing. It's part of our responsibility to preserve a record of what happened in this matter. And then if either side, either you or the city, are unhappy with the result, you do have the right to appeal my decision to a Multnomah County Circuit Court judge. And so that's part of the reason why we are recording today. Just for the record, my name is Chief Hearings Officer William Guzman. The date is March 26, 2020. It's 11:01 a.m. This is case number 1200151. The appellant, Mr. Hainberry, is on the phone. And we do not have anyone from the city here today. They did not provide a phone number for us to contact them. Yesterday, when I checked the online filing system and saw that the Portland Police Bureau had not submitted their documents related to this case, I did send an email to the Portland Police Records Division alerting them that there was this case pending and that that the case was going to be heard today at 11. And in response to that, they did, it looks like, upload some documents. And so I am going to make a finding today that the Police Bureau has received adequate notice of the date and time of this hearing, and they were provided with an opportunity to appear by telephone, as we're doing right now, and they've waived that right. So we're going to have the hearing without them today. There's a couple of administrative matters that I need to take care of, and then we'll move to the appellant's presentation of why they feel that this was an invalid tow. So the first thing I need to make sure is that you received a statement of your rights. It would have come as an email attachment along with the notice of the hearing today. Did you receive that statement of rights, sir?
Yes, I received towing rights, statement of rights, and procedures.
Perfect. Perfect. And I just want to make sure, did you have any questions about what your rights are today?
I suppose I just, if I understand this correctly, I tell you what I know happened as I understand it, and you decide how the rules apply to that?
Yes, that's exactly it. So I'm not a judge, and I'm not a court, but it's very similar in the sense that I'm a neutral, independent person. I don't work for the Portland Police Bureau. I work for the auditor's office, and one of our jobs, one of our duties, is to review the decisions that other city employees have made, this time a police officer towing your vehicle, and find out what the facts are, and then look at the code and find out if the code was followed or not. I can only make one of two decisions. I can either validate the tow or I can invalidate the tow. If I validate it, it means that the city did everything they were supposed to do in this matter and that you, the owner of the vehicle, remain responsible. On the other hand, if I find that the police officer in this case didn't do something correctly, then I would invalidate the tow and I would create paperwork so that you could go and get the car out of storage without having to pay the fees, and then on the back end they bill us for their costs. If you received a parking violation citation in this matter, that would be something separate to appeal. That's not something that I can deal with today. So the first thing that I want to do is talk about what has been uploaded to the case management system to make sure that you have everything that I have in this case. I'm looking at the online case, and we have exhibits 1 through 9. The first one was submitted, it's the toe hearing request form. Basically, all those questions that you answered when you were filing your appeal get reduced to a PDF document that we mark as Exhibit 1. Exhibit 2 is the notice of hearing. Exhibit 3 is that statement of rights and procedures we went over. Exhibit 4 is an email that I sent out to the parties. I hope you received that. It was because of this whole city emergency response to COVID-19, we're not allowed to go to our office where we have access to the software to look up vehicles by license plate or VIN number and determine who it was that towed the car. So in this case, we sent the notification to both of the two bureaus that tow vehicles within the city of Portland. And in response to that, Exhibit 5 is the police report uploaded by the police bureau. Did you get a chance to look at that?
Yes, I have the PDF. Okay.
Okay, wonderful. And then it looks like you submitted Exhibit 6, 7, 8, and 9 yesterday. It's the vehicle title, power of attorney, and then two voicemails, both from the Washington County Sheriff's Office. And I'm going to give you the chance to tell me what you think is important about all of those so that I have an understanding of what happened in this case and I can make a fully informed decision about whether to validate or invalidate the tow. At this point, with those exhibits in mind, I would like to admit them into the record, and that just means that I can look at them and rely on them in helping me make my decision in this case. So at this time, my question for you is, do you object to me admitting Exhibits 1 through 9 into the record? All right, thank you. I now admit Exhibits 1 through 9 into the record. All of the testimony that we take here at the hearings office has to be sworn testimony. So if you wouldn't mind raising your right hand. Is it raised?
Okay. Yes.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you provide here today will be the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
I do so swear.
All right. Thank you very much. Just a couple preliminary questions. Are you the owner of this vehicle?
Yes, that is why I made sure to upload and submit the vehicle's title and the power of attorney.
Wonderful.
This vehicle was purchased when I was still a minor, so my mom had the title was in her name. However, the power of attorney form is to show I could sign off that I was before the car was stolen. I was attempting to sell it.
And
yes, I am the owner of the vehicle.
Okay, wonderful. And is the vehicle still in storage?
Yes.
And I just wanted to clarify, you reported the vehicle stolen to Washington County Sheriff's Office?
Yes. I last saw my car Saturday, October 19th of 2019, and noticed it was missing the 21st, late evening. And the next day, the 22nd, reported a stolen to the Washington County Sheriff's Office.
Okay, thank you for that.
I have a case number if you need that.
Yeah, if you have it readily available, you can read it into the record.
50-1929-50558.
Wonderful, thank you. I want to let you know that I have reviewed your tow hearing request form, specifically number 14, you wrote out an explanation of why you believe this tow is invalid or for any other reason unjustified. And so now is your time under oath to tell me your side of the story and what you want me to do in this particular instance. Go ahead.
Okay. So the general sequence of events, as far as I'm aware, was that I last saw my car Saturday the 19th of October, 2019, around noon. I noticed it was missing 2 days later, Monday the 21st, at late evening. I had not seen any towing stickers or any of those sort of marking to show it would have been towed away for parking violation. So I called the Washington County Sheriff's Office. They did not have it in any tow lots that they knew of, so I reported it stolen to them. And then I heard nothing about it until the Friday the 20th of March, 2020, I received 2 missed calls from the Washington County Sheriff's Office from 503-846-8400 at 6:50 and 8:41 p.m. They left a voicemail each time, which I submitted, saying that my stolen car had been found and was towed at the behest of Portland City Police. I returned the call. They told me to call the towers and that the car was found with no license plates and a heavily damaged steering column. Saturday the 21st, I called Newhouse and Hitchens Towing at 503-236-4134. They told me I need to pay my fees to have my car released, and those fees increase daily. After 30 days, the car will go to auction, and they will take me to collections for all accrued fees, which they said could be around $2,000. So I'm in a situation where I have to pay to retrieve my car if it runs. I don't know if it is operational, as they said the heavily damaged steering column is probably from hot wiring it, and it may not work anymore. So I have to either pay to retrieve the car if it is operational, or pay to surrender the title if it is not operational, and I cannot choose to not pay and just let them keep it. My stolen property then is more or less being held for ransom that I cannot choose to not pay.
Mm-hmm.
I'd given up on this car months ago, being found, canceled the insurance policy, took down the sale ad. Now it feels like I'm being robbed a second time. I did not park the car or abandon it wherever it is they found it. And so I don't see why I should be responsible for these towing fees. I also cannot afford these fees currently, which I did not incur myself. My current job has been suspended due to the COVID-19 pandemic, which is why we're doing this by phone. And I was unemployed for a year previous to that job, so I don't have exactly ample savings. So I was hoping that these fees could be waived, and I could, if necessary, I'd be willing to just surrender the title and let them have it for whatever auction.
Okay. Okay.
And then one final point is that, according to the police report, they attempted to call me at some point the 20th of March. I do have on my phone a missed call before the call from the county sheriff's office from 503-312-7528. This was not accompanied by a voicemail, and so I have no idea whether or not that was the police attempting to contact me. If I had known my car was there, I would have shown up, called a tow truck to just tow it somewhere where I could have it sold. Just call a junker right then and there to avoid these tow lot fees.
Okay. All right. I am going to open up Exhibit 5 here. That's the police report. It looks like the police report was made on March 20, 2020 by an officer, Ryan Brown. And on the third page is a narrative that I'm going to read into the record. On March 2020, I was on patrol in the covered garage at 8145 Southwest Barber Boulevard. I noticed a silver Honda Accord with no license plates on it parked in the corner of the garage. I ran the vehicle by VIN, and it came back as a stolen vehicle taken out of Washington County. And then there's a case number associated with that. The vehicle was unoccupied and had no license plates on it. The steering column was heavily damaged. I called the listed victim, Hainberry Aeon, but there was no answer on their phone. I inventoried the vehicle and found no items of value or evidentiary value inside. I ordered a tow to recover the vehicle, and it was towed by Newhouse Towing to their lot. I called Auto Records and had the vehicle removed as stolen. So that is the extent of the Portland Police Bureau's submission of evidence related to this case. And now that you've heard their side of it, is there anything additional that you want me to know or take into consideration before I make a decision?
Just that I'm essentially, I guess you have to make your decision based on the letter of whatever regulations are appropriate here. But I, from my perspective, at least, it feels as if I'm being robbed twice, having my stolen property held for ransom. I can't choose to just let them keep. And that if I had known the car was found, I would have done what I could have to pick it up or relinquish it at that time. The rights and procedures page was sent to me, linked to the city government's page, and on their page, ADM-9.03, tow appeal hearing rules and regulations before the hearings officer of the city of Portland. Scrolling down to section 5, subsection E, standard of proof, tows, that the validity of a tow is dependent on notice requirements and procedural requirements, laws and regulations. I feel I wasn't notified about my towing. The first I heard about it, that was a concrete message, was from the county sheriff's office saying my car had already been towed. So I didn't have the opportunity to retrieve it or relinquish it. And now that these fees are being accrued for my stolen property that I can't not pay, I also can't really afford to pay them, considering my current financial state, with my current job suspended due to the pandemic and a year of unemployment prior to that brief part-time cashiering job. So I suppose I'm just asking for mercy if the letter of the law allows that.
All right, thank you. Since this is an in-storage tow, I am meaning that the vehicle has not been released from the tow company, I'm required to make a decision right now on the record. And before I do that, I just want to check with you if there's anything else that you want me to know.
No, that is all.
Okay, thank you so much. I am enormously empathetic to the difficult situation you find yourself in with these circumstances. I completely understand your point about having been a victim when the car got stolen and now feeling like a victim a second time. I appreciate that. I empathize with that. What I'm going to do is I'm going to look at the code and then make a decision. So the first code provision I'm going to look at is 16.30.100A2. And to summarize that, it says basically that vehicles may be towed from public or private property and stored at the expense of a vehicle owner. And I'm looking at code 16.30.22, subsection F, and it states, any authorized officer may, without prior notice, order a vehicle towed when... And then subsection F says, a police officer reasonably believes that the vehicle is stolen. So when I think about what the facts are in this case, and your testimony is entirely credible, it sounds to me like when you reported the vehicle stolen, the sheriffs put it into a database that's shared by other law enforcement agencies. And when the officer that recovered the stolen vehicle came across it, they ran the VIN and they got a hit on it being a stolen vehicle because that report had been made. And so this subsection F appears to apply in this case because it was a Portland police officer and they towed it without prior notice because that officer reasonably believed, based on the database and the fact that it was reported stolen, that this was a stolen vehicle. And so that's where my inquiry has to end, because that's where the rules and procedures stop. that doesn't change the fact that this is puts you in a really difficult position, being the victim of the crime and then needing to somehow pay to get the car out of storage or face these other consequences. I'm not in a position to do anything in this matter other than determine whether the code was valid, whether the tow was valid or invalid. And as you correctly identified, it's valid if all the procedural notice requirements were followed. And in this case, it sounds like the police officer did make a courtesy call attempt, but the code, which is what I follow, says that they can tow the vehicle without prior notice to the owner as long as they reasonably believe that the vehicle was reported stolen. Now, I don't know that you have to stop with my office. First of all, you have the right to appeal my decision that this is a valid tow to the Multnomah County Court. And you also have a few options to lodge a complaint within the city. I mentioned earlier that I'm part of the auditor's office, and my job is to look at these tow cases. But there's other divisions that deal with, one, the police specifically, and two, complaints in general about how an individual was treated by the city's rules and conduct. If you're interested, I'd like to share those phone numbers with you so that you can follow up with them since you didn't get the result here today that you were hoping for. If you have a pen, I'd be happy to provide them.
Yes.
Okay, so the first one is called Independent Police Review. My understanding of what they do is they will take your case and determine whether or not the police bureau followed its rules and procedures related to the tow of this vehicle. Their phone number is 503-823-0146. The other department is not for police specifically, but just for complaints in general. And sometimes if they're able to, they'll kind of go to bat for the person and help you try and resolve your complaint by explaining and communicating to the bureau why their conduct was less than ideal in this circumstance. They're called the Ombudsman. Their phone number is 503-823-0144. A lot of what you're dealing with involves important legal matters, and I'm not allowed to give you legal advice, but you might want to try and contact an attorney and see if they'll give you a free consultation about what your rights are and what the best way to move forward is. All attorneys in the state of Oregon must be licensed with the Oregon State Bar, and if you call the Oregon State Bar, they have an attorney referral service, and I have a phone number for them. It's 503-684-3763. And again, that's the Oregon State Bar Attorney Referral Service. And I've been told that you can sometimes get a free consultation or a very inexpensive consultation just to find out what your rights are and what the best path forward is. Again, I really empathize with the fact that you are the victim in this case and that this was not a situation of your own making and that you're in a really tough spot, and I'm sorry you didn't get the result here today that you were hoping for. Is there anything else before we go off the record?
Well, I guess just thank you for the empathy. I understand you don't have the free reign with how these decisions are made. So to review and confirm, my possible path forward are to appeal to the Multnomah County Court, to call the Independent Police Review, to call the Police Complaints Line, or to call the Oregon State Bar Attorney Referral Line.
Ombudsman was one of them. So IPR or Ombudsman are the two city ones.
Could you spell that for me?
Yeah, Ombudsman is Ombudsman, and that was the phone number ending in 0144.
So then the Multnomah County Court, Independent Police Review, Ombudsman, and the Oregon State Farm attorney referral.
Yes, and I would say that you don't have to choose one of those. You could pursue all of them simultaneously to try and figure this out. And I just wanted to provide you with as many resources as possible on this unfortunate journey you find yourself on.
I appreciate that. Thank
all
you.
Right. Well, thanks for your time. Again, I empathize and I apologize you didn't get the result you wanted. I'm going to go ahead and go off record and hang up. I hope you have a nice day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.